Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
America's pathological liar-in-chief is actually fun to watch. And if it weren't for the fact that he was destroying the country, I would get a lot of joy out of this. Joe Biden lies when there is no reason to lie. And the media rarely mentions it. I want to play this clip of five Biden lies that you just shake your head at. He knows he's going to get caught. And these are not recent ones, folks. These are ones that we knew about before he ever was, before the big coup occurred. Check it out.
Why does Joe Biden make so much stuff up? There's much talk online about whether Joe Biden is in cognitive decline, whether he has dementia, why he's so incoherent. But today, forget the weird stuff that Biden says that doesn't make any sense.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Forget all of that, though, and focus on his falsehoods. The fact that he just makes stuff up, that he does seem to be a fabulist. Here are just five examples. Number one, his arrest in apartheid South Africa. The former vice president said three times during the month of February alone that he got arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela in prison.
I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island.
Except it's a lie. Biden himself was forced to fess up on CNN.
When I said arrested, I meant I was not able to move. Cops, upper counters, would not let me go with them, made me stay where I was. I guess I wasn't arrested, I was stopped.
To be clear, he didn't misspeak, he didn't misremember, it wasn't a gaffe. It was a lie, and a really bad one, because he even claimed at one point that Mandela later thanked him for getting arrested. Number two, there's the silver star that never was. Over the years, Biden has told a moving but false war story in speeches and at rallies. He did it in New Hampshire last August.
This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire, and the general wanted me to pin the silver star on him. I got up there and stand, this is God's truth, my word is a Biden. He stood at his attention. I went to pin him. I said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died.
He didn't pin the medal on the guy, who wasn't a Navy captain. He just made it up. And Biden has told the story time and again over the years, changing the details in it ever so slightly on each occasion. So sorry, it's not a gaffe. It's pure misrepresentation. Then there's Iraq, where the former vice president says he only voted for the war because the Bush administration tricked him.
I made a mistake. I said it 14 years ago. I trusted George Bush to keep his word. He said he was not going to go into Iraq.
Except Biden was calling for war with Saddam Hussein in 1998.
The only way we're going to get rid of Saddam Hussein, and it's going to require guys like you in uniform to be back on foot in the desert taking Saddam down.
He also says now that he opposed the Iraq war as soon as it started.
From the moment shock and awe started, from that moment, I was opposed to the effort and I was outspoken.
A complete fabrication. Here he is several months after the invasion began, praising both the war and George Bush.
Some of my own party have said that it was a mistake to go to Iraq in the first place. But the cost of not acting against Saddam, I think, would have been much greater. The President of the United States is a bold leader, and he is popular.
Again, Biden just makes stuff up. He makes demonstrably false claims without an iota of shame. Number four, there's Biden's role in the civil rights movement, which is pretty easy to summarize. He didn't have one.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. We changed attitudes.
When I was about the age of the guy standing over there, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
He knows it's untrue. Don't take my word for it. Take his.
I was not an activist. I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
Imagine as a white guy, lying about your role in the civil rights struggle. Finally, you all know that Biden had to quit his 1988 campaign after he was caught plagiarizing parts of his stump speech. But Biden also lied about his grades.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
In fact, he graduated 76th in a law school class of 85 students.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Those were known lies before Biden ever took office. And by the way, do you believe the corn pop story? Do you believe anything this clown says? This is a guy who wants to have credibility. He talks about science. He talks about things that impact your life in ways that are pronounced. And his lies are just so obvious. You just sit there shaking your head going, you can't be serious. Let me ask you, with Trump, the left kept a running total of Donald Trump lies. I don't remember what the total ended up being, but I remember seeing all the, Donald Trump has now told 732 lies. It's now up to 856 lies. Now it's over 1,000 lies. Lies, lies, lies. That's what we were told. Yesterday, I did a show on the obvious. The obvious lies. The obvious lies around Wu flu, the obvious lies around global climate change, the obvious lies around defund the police, Black Lives Matter, you name it. There's nothing the left has done that I cannot expose easily as a lie. I don't need to go to glorious reports of this or that, government statistics or whatever. I can prove it to you without even going, as I said, so easily. It makes you wonder, how do you not see the obvious? How do these leftists not look at this and go, wait a minute? Now, I do think that's happening. But going back to the Trump lies, okay, supposed lies, I'd like to see that list now. And now that the lid has blown off of all these other stories, for example, like the Clinton spying on the Trump campaign, or maybe the FISA courts. Or Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and Lisa What's-Her-Face and all these people that were part of this. Barack Obama saying he didn't have any issues in his administration. No scandals. A scandal-free administration. I would love to see the left, this media, this thing that calls itself media, these so-called journalists go back and look at the various lies to go fact-check. And the reason I'm bringing it up to you is because this is what you need to be talking to leftists about. The people who claim they want to get to the truth. Well, you're seeing the truth. Short break, folks. Great show for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
My fellow Americans, in life there's truth, and tragically there are lies. Lies conceived and spread for profit and power. We must be absolutely clear about what is true and what is a lie. And here's the truth. The former President of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. He's done so because he values power over principle, because he sees his own interest as more important than his country's interest, than America's interest, and because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution. He can't accept he lost.
If Joe Biden were of sound mind, he would keep his mouth shut. He knows he's a liar. He's a pathological liar. And the reason why he's coming on now and he's saying these things about Trump is he knows he's a liar. He knows he didn't win legitimately. If he won legitimately, he'd walk away. He'd be like, oh, I'm not paying attention to that guy. I kicked his butt. But Joe Biden knows he didn't. And as I've proven to you, Joe Biden lies for sport. He doesn't care. I was trying to look at some of the, I gave you guys his five biggest lies. This was before the election. Things that would disqualify any reasonable candidate. Didn't disqualify him with the Democrats. In fact, the left has given Biden permission to lie. He can lie about whatever he wants. The left condones it. They encourage it. Yep. Biden lying to our faces. You know where I got buying, didn't you? Yeah. Combining those two words. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Let me tell you how the left lies and how they think they can get away with their stupid lies. They say things like, it's for the greater good. Or, it's the science. When you hear either of those two comments, and there are many others, they're not dog whistles. They're legit. They're the left lying to your face and giving you the rationalization for their lie. Isn't it for the greater good? Isn't everything for the greater good? Banning guns, it's for the greater good. Right? On paper, it seems that way. If there were no guns, there could be no gun deaths. The problem is, we all know, criminals and leftists, same thing, by the way, they don't care about the greater good. They are going to do their devilishment, and the weaker you make yourself, the more they will take advantage of you. Because, see, they will not fight you at your strength. They're chicken. They will not fight you one-on-one. They're scared. They'll talk a big game. And when there's a bunch of them around, they will, oh, yeah, yeah. And they get groupthink and they have mob, you know, this mob mentality. But the minute they're by themselves, they become reasonable. Oh, I know you say, no, Kevin, I've argued with them individually. You've argued with the occasional kook, the one who's just, you know, some dogmatic thinker. I promise you, if you hold your ground against a leftist, you don't have to believe me, but if you do it, if you want to try it, I promise you it'll work. If you hold your ground against a leftist, they will capitulate 99% of the time. Well, I really hadn't thought about that. I wasn't aware. They will back down because unless they have the people backing up their stupidity, their logic brain kicks in. They lose that reptilian brain. So let's just play this little game, okay? Joe Biden says Trump is a liar, that he didn't cheat, et cetera, et cetera. Now, Joe Biden to this day can't get, he couldn't get 500 people to show up at the most prestigious thing. If they don't incentivize somebody to show up to see Joe Biden, he can't get his staffers to see him. But he wants you to believe 81 million people voted for him. And even in his dwindling, you know, whatever it is, even when Obama's popularity was dwindling, he could still command an audience. Joe Biden can't. But let's play this game. Do you think people believe anything about what Biden has told them about the border? Border security? Border protection. Do you believe that he cares about the border, that he cares about the human trafficking that happens every day at that border, the rapes that occur to these young girls and women who come across as they try to get to this country for freedom, that he encourages all that? Human trafficking and the sexual assault of women. That's what he's for. He's for the lawlessness of people entering this country, committing heinous crimes against American citizens, and not deporting him. He's for all that. Now, he's not going to admit it that way. He's going to tell you that it's for the greater good. It's humanitarian to let these people in and a host of other things. And he's going to pretend that this is not an affront to our, quote, democracy, which, by the way, is a democratic republic. And it makes me want to slap the cud out of his mouth every time he calls it a democracy. We don't live in a democracy. So, I ask you, he deployed, you know, sister girl to the border. She was supposed to fix everything. Now she's supposed to be going to Germany so she can fix this situation with Russia. Do you trust them with anything that they've demonstrated? Because I'm going to tell you something. The polls don't give them a lot of trust. I got some other questions for you. Do you believe anything that Joe Biden has told you about Wu Flu? Do you believe that the numbers of people who got it? Do you believe the number of people who died? Do you believe the level of deadliness that it has? Because certainly at this point, you can't be afraid of Wu Flu anymore. Everybody was afraid. In my house, Melissa, she's got a heart condition. We're concerned.
not overly concerned, but, you know, you got to be careful. Well, she got it. Nothing happened. Told you, my obese cousin, all kinds of comorbidities. She survived it. You know who doesn't survive Wu Flu? Anybody that puts themselves in the hands of these hacks, these medical malpractice, you know, as far as I'm concerned, goyable Nazis that won't let you do what you need to do to save your person's life. One of my friends, Bonnie, lost her husband November the 12th. Frank died. Great shape. Cool little Italian dude, man. He goes into the hospital. Once he went under that protocol, they wouldn't let her do anything. And the dude died. Prime of his life. I mean, Frank was probably 72. He would have lived to be 90. Great health. Cool looking cat. Reminded me of Sinatra. Yeah. The greater good. Science. All code words for Democrats are lying skanks. Don't believe a word they tell you ever. Now, why am I focused on this? I'm covering all the things that are happening in the news, and I'm going to tell you, folks, you listen a year from now, I'll be saying some of the same things and just interweaving whatever's happening then. But it isn't going to change. The truth is the truth. I told you, Hillary Clinton targeted Donald Trump. Anybody think Obama's DOJ didn't do this? Were they not complicit? Do you think the FISA courts got legitimate information? Do you think the FBI wasn't colluding against Trump? Do you think that Clapper and Brennan were not involved in this thing? Do you think that many of the people that worked for them in their clandestine agencies didn't do the same thing? Do you think that Pelosi and Schumer weren't aware of it, or Biden, or anybody else? Obama for sure? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hines.
With inflation at its highest rates in over 40 years, President Joe Biden warned that Americans could see even higher prices at the gas pump if Russia decides to invade the Ukraine.
I will not pretend this will be painless.
that could be impact on our energy prices.
Gasoline prices surged throughout the United States to the highest level in over 8 years. The average price of a gallon of gas hit $3.49, according to AAA, up 4 cents from last week and over a dollar from just 1 year ago. It's the highest price since October 2014, according to the Energy Department. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to the states. The agency update could come as early as next week. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, discussed masking guidance at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing earlier this morning. Stay updated at usaradio.com. There's a new boss at the FDA, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pride.
The Senate voted to confirm Dr. Robert Califf as commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after some senators argued his ties to the pharmaceutical industry or views on birth control made him unfit. Califf is a cardiologist and researcher who takes the helm at the FDA for the second time in 13 months. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
A tentative settlement has been reached in a lawsuit accusing Prince Andrew of sexually abusing Virginia Gouffre when she was 17 years of age, according to court filings. Attorney David Boyles, who represents Gouffre, said in a filing in Manhattan federal court that lawyers on both sides were informing the judge that a settlement in principle has been reached and they'll request a dismissal of a lawsuit this month. Gouffre sued Andrew in August. The American accused the British royal of sexually abusing her while she traveled with Jeffrey Epstein. Andrew has strenuously denied Gouffre's allegations and attempted to get the lawsuit tossed. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, adding to the evidence revealed in Durham's filing, old tweets from the Clinton campaign resurfaced this weekend. In one from 2016, Hillary Clinton outlined how Trump was connected to Russia, adding that her campaign's senior policy advisor, Jake Sullivan, who is now President Biden's national security advisor, knew more. Here's what Sullivan had to say at the time. Quote, "This could be the most direct link yet between Donald Trump and Moscow. Computer scientists have uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russian-based bank. This secret hotline may be the key to unlocking the mystery of Trump's ties to Russia." Joining us with his take, Washington Examiner chief political correspondent and Fox News contributor Byron York. It is fascinating in hindsight now to read those tweets. Hillary Clinton was desperate to prove that Donald Trump was somehow tied to Russia. And according to this John Durham filing, it was the Clinton campaign that was actually spying on Trump and ultimately on the president of the United States.
That's right. This was the last weeks of the 2016 campaign. The Clinton campaign was getting a little desperate at that point. But they had been trying for months to try to link the Trump campaign and Donald Trump himself and Russia. It began first with news around the DNC hack around the time of the Democratic convention. And then it kept going. And in this case, Jake Sullivan, who was then her top advisor, was trying to sell the idea. It was called the Alpha Bank scandal, with Alpha Bank being a Russian bank, and they alleged that there were a lot of computer connections between Alpha Bank and the Trump Organization. Wasn't true, didn't come to anything, but the idea, here's what the idea was. The idea was to sell it to the FBI, and then they could tell reporters that the FBI was investigating something. It's not just us and the Clinton campaign saying this, it's the FBI that's investigating it. That would have given it more credibility with the press, and that was what the Clinton campaign was trying to pull off in the final weeks of the campaign.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Proof yet again. Democrats, lying, scandalous skanks of the nth order. You can't get any more vile than these creatures. So what did we learn? We learned the old tweets by Clinton validated what? What I said the other day. We were discussing the obvious, what we already knew. We knew Donald Trump wasn't doing anything. It's, I told people before. Let me just go on record. So I got a note from my friend Bonnie, and she says, Kevin, you know, don't go after Trump or this, that, and the other. And I respect Bonnie. I think she's a wonderful lady. But she's wrong. And we were debating this whole issue around, Trump screwing the pooch on shots. He did. And you know what Trump's done? Trump backed off. I credit Candace Owens for getting him in an interview and saying, look, I'm not backing down from you. You were wrong on vaccinations. I get what you were trying to do. You wanted to prove that the government could react quickly. You could make the government spin on a dime. Point made. But you did it for the wrong reasons. And it's leadership that says, I don't care what Big Pharma wants to do. I don't care what these people are trying to do to me. I'm not going to let people die because we have some concept of this fictitious thing that was, you know, that's happening. And look, I don't know, at the beginning, he could have said, look, I didn't have all the data. But there came a point where Trump should have said, okay, I see the game. Now, why do I say that? Because I recognized it. I'm pretty smart, but I'm not the smartest dude on the planet. And I certainly wasn't running the country, but I recognized it. And I'll be doggone if I recognize something as an ordinary citizen that doesn't even have access to all the data, and I can see through the ruse. So who's been proven out? Me or Trump? I've been proven out. It is a ruse. Now, let's go back to why I do like Trump. I do like Trump because he says these people are spying on me. It was Admiral Rogers who went to him and said, you're being compromised. And Trump moved his base of operation from where it was to Mar-a-Lago or the opposite, whatever. I know he moved it. He got tipped off. And we all knew what was going on. And here's the thing about Trump. If you know that these people are capable of doing this to you, this was at the very beginning of his presidency. One of the things that Trump said when they asked him, what is the most, the thing that surprises you the most? He says the level at which they're willing to come after me. Even when I'm doing a good job, it doesn't matter. They want me to go down. Once that was determined, Trump should have looked at government with a whole new set of vision. Now we get these old tweets. Jake Sullivan, the guy who is now Joe Biden's national security advisor. Do you believe this guy is really going to use the NSA, his position as a national security advisor, to look for things that are pro-America, that are not going to, that are going to essentially get them in trouble? Do you think he would do that? He's the guy that promoted, floated the idea that there was a direct link between Trump and Moscow. There was a secret hotline. And as the Fox News guy was reporting, they were desperate to tie Trump to Russia. Clinton was spying on Trump as a candidate, and then as president they continue. And the campaign, he says, in the end got desperate. Let me remind you what made them desperate. They handpicked Trump. They wanted Trump. They got rid of all the other people because they said Donald Trump will be the easiest to beat. And when Donald Trump proved to be as tough as a $3 steak, these suckers said, what are we going to do now? And they did everything they could to tie this man to Russian collusion. And it dogged him because of the media, not because of legitimacy. It dogged him from beginning to end until they implemented the coup. And you got people out there going, well, Kevin, it was a vote against Trump. People didn't like Trump. Well, you know what? If you were one of the clowns that got sold on this misinformation campaign, you should be ashamed of yourselves. I talk to them every day. I have good friends. Well, Kevin, I got to tell you, I didn't like Trump for this. Okay, tell me why. Well, if they go into detail, you want to know what they'll tell you. Let me just boil it down for you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They want to boil it down. Let me boil it down. It's their stupidity. They don't want to admit their stupidity, that they believed the lies of the left, because that's what it boils down to. Because, see, they tried to sucker me in on that early on. Kevin, you got to look at Donald Trump, man. He's filed bankruptcy. He did these things. He gives the Democrats, and he did all this stuff. And we looked at every bit of it. Every bit of it. One of my best friends in the world, he's a Democrat, by the way, he hates Trump, but he would have hated Trump if Trump was a Democrat. If Trump were a Democrat, he wouldn't have felt any differently. So that's why we're still cool, because he's consistent. He's completely misguided. He's a Democrat, but I understand, because I know how he grew up. But here's my point. For the people that fell for the nonsense, that did not go back and do the research and say, you know what? I learned that he didn't give as much money as you thought to Democrats. He only gave it to Democratic mayors or governors. And he only gave him a little bit. He gave him enough to keep him on the hook with a possibility. He worked them beautifully. But he gave more money to Republicans. And to be honest with you, I don't care if he gave any of them a nickel. What I will tell you is he's a guy that said, give me a piece of land. I'll build you something beautiful on it. And I'll get through all the red tape. I'll cut through it. I'll make it happen. And I know what these guys are going to try to do. They're going to try to squeeze me. They're going to try to get their mafioso friends in. They're going to want all kinds of money. I'll work around it. I know how the system works, and I'll show you. Got my vote. When I talked to Robert Davi, Hollywood actor that's now on the outs with Hollywood because he supported Trump, he said to me, Kevin, once I heard what this guy was going to do, he sold me on it. I told him, I said, Robert, congratulations for being an early adopter, man. Congratulations. It's awesome. So, he mentioned one other thing in this clip that I played. He mentioned the DNC hack. If you remember, the DNC claimed they got their computers hacked. You know what they wouldn't do? They would not turn their computers over for a forensic examination. They wouldn't do it. Now, you may not remember that. They were selling a scandal that didn't exist. And what they wanted was credibility from the FBI. And you know why James Comey was put in that position? A guy who's never held a position in law enforcement was made the head of the FBI? It's not a conspiracy theory, folks. The FBI was complicit. They worked in conjunction with the Clintons in order to get Trump. That's a fact. I ask Democrats all the time, I'm going to ask this question again. What happens when they find out the real truth? The truth counter to what they actually believe. What happens? Do you think a Democrat goes, oh, well, geez, Kevin, I'm going to learn from this truth and I'm going to change my evil ways? So let me ask the Democrats the question this way. What happens when you figure out you've been lied to? See, finding out the truth, that's one thing where they go, well, you know, they get defensive.
Well, you know, it was my truth, and I'm not going to break away from my truth.
But if we convince them that they set their truth because they were lied to, it's not your fault. That little nuance is what can bring them over. I promise you it'll work. If you ask me what my team does, that's what we do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and test us,
if you love them enough.
enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There was an op-ed today in the Washington Examiner, not written by you, but by Kayla McGee White. She writes this: the worst part is that our intelligence community took the Clinton campaign's findings, which were either highly misleading or outright false, according to Durham's investigation, and ran with them. The FBI launched an investigation into Trump's campaign, and congressional Democrats started their own investigation for the sole purpose of making Trump out to be a Russian stooge. And nearly 3 years later, few of the people responsible for this hoax have faced any consequences. Hopefully, now that there are signs Durham's investigation is heating up, that changes soon. It is fascinating to read what Durham's filing says, that they contacted a tech executive and a tech company and had them trying to spy on the campaign servers of the Trump campaign. And ultimately, when he won the election and he was in the White House, they were still continuing that. Then President Trump says this was worse than Watergate. Is it?
Well, that last part was really amazing and bad. Yes. First of all, in the final days of the campaign, they were trying again to connect Trump and Russia. What's really striking in this Durham report is after the campaign is over, after Trump wins during the transition and then he becomes president, they're trying to do the same thing with the servers of the executive office of the president. That's absolutely extraordinary. And you remember, in the first months of the Trump administration, the whole Russia allegation with the publication of the dossier was enormously damaging to the president, just incredibly damaging to the president. And now it appears to be the work of, in part, the Clinton campaign, the Democratic Party, various activists involved.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So we learn what we already knew, the obvious, the intelligence community. I want you to think about who all that was. That was James Comey. That was Jim Clapper. That was John Brennan. And many others that were Obama acolytes, holdovers. And the intelligence community of this nation bought the nonsense. What they knew was nonsense. There's not even any question about it. And they orchestrated everything leading up to what is supposed to be the most sacred, sacrosanct court in America, this new FISA court, and they abused that. And as I said, all the way through the food chain, from text messages to phone messages to emails that have been destroyed, etc., proves everything that we're talking about. There's nothing new here. Welcome back, people. Glad you're here. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Did I say that already? 844-551-8255. You can't say it enough. So it led to what? An FBI investigation that was a sham. It was meant, the FBI investigation was meant to give credibility to the BS nonsense of the Clinton campaign. This was prior to Trump getting elected and then even after Trump got elected. The Democratic Party then decided they were going to put together a new investigation. Does this remind you of, let me just say, maybe January 6th? Because it should. See, that's as much of a sham as any of the other stuff. That's as much of a sham as the idea that Biden won legitimately. That's as much of a sham as cops are killing black people indiscriminately. You get what I'm saying? That's as much as a sham of the Democrats saying they really do want to protect the border. I could go on. It's nothing but shams. And as they said at the very end of that thing, years later, with everything that we know, all that John Durham has done over a 3-year period, and nobody significant has gone to jail. Kevin Klein Smith and a couple of other stooges. And you know what, Klein Smith, you know what's funny? He's out of jail. His term was so small. The only person who got a lesser term and never should have even been in convicted or indicted is Papadopoulos, whatever his name was, George Papadopoulos, or whatever his name was, who got like a week and a small fine. And you know why? Because he didn't do anything. Remember Trump's, the guy that took over for the campaign for just a minute, I forget his name, but he was in jail, Mike Flynn. You remember these people whose lives were turned upside down? Flynn, mortgaging his house, couldn't get to work. He's doing great now. I'm glad General Flynn's doing better now. But prior to this, man, he was struggling. What does this reveal? This reveals what the Democrats are willing to do. There is no limit. And I tell you folks all the time, if you have a Democrat in your life, a leftist in your life, you have a cancer. It's a metaphorical cancer. I don't care whether it's an in-law. I don't care whether it's one of your children. If you have a leftist in your life, that person is a cancer. I hate to break the news to you.
because you, but Kevin, I love my kid. I love him so much. Kevin.
You know, look, I cry for you too. All right, I cry for you too. I feel bad. But either you better start working on them and start demonstrating some tough love, or expect to deal with the consequences. And there will be consequences. I know so much firsthand on this. So nobody's been punished. While the Clinton campaign contacts a tech executive and a tech company, gets a tech company to spy on Trump's servers. Worse than Watergate. Far worse. Because let me tell you the guts or the huevos rancheros you have to have betwixt your legs in order to say, okay, I'm going to try to get him before the election because I think we can cheat our way in. But even when you don't win, you then say, I don't care if he's president. I'm still going to get him. We still have all the apparatus in place to bring him down. Reminds me of Chuck Schumer saying, don't you mess with the clandestine agencies. They can get you six ways to Sunday. So Byron York goes on to say, in the final days of the campaign, Clinton was trying to connect Trump and Russia. For the record, there is nobody on the right who could have taken this seriously. I remember when Trump made the comment, hey, maybe Putin's got Hillary's emails over there. Yeah, hey, Vladimir Putin, why don't you release the emails? And that was the impetus for them to say, let's tie Trump to Russia. I want you to understand that is what it took. Even after Trump continued, won, as I meant to say, they continued this. And here's what I want to tell you. It was a matter of national security what these knuckleheads were doing. They were undermining Trump, pretending that he was compromised by Russia, essentially trying to neuter him in the world of international politics. All because they were butthurt. The Democratic Party, folks, is a party of liars. The media for the Democratic Party is part of the cabal of liars. The New York Post wrote this about this story. So there you have it. Russiagate, the collective delusion that Donald Trump was secretly a Russian agent, aided and abetted by the Kremlin, the topic of uncountable inches of Washington Post and New York Times copy and the entire primetime lineup of MSNBC was a dirty trick by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and ask you, do we really need to go back to Facebook and Twitter and determine who was right about this and who was wrong? And do we really need to go look at the fact checks that all these supposed fact checkers were doing to determine who was right and who was wrong? Or is this a matter of the obvious? Come on, Captain Obvious. A dirty trick of the Hillary Clinton campaign. And here's what he continues. Not just part of it, all of it. One of the most diabolically successful misinformation campaigns ever concocted. People on the left, idiots, are still talking about this as if it's real. Even after it was done, and Adam Schiff said he had definitive proof that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians, he never provided it. And after Mueller issued his report, $40 million of your tax dollars later, and said, there's nothing there, which, by the way, you know, just put that money in my bank account because I could tell you that. But anyway, after they go through that, and what are we left with? Well, we're left with Adam Schiff still running around going, I don't really care what Mueller said. It's still bad. Blah, blah, blah. Unbelievable. Our head's going to roll? I don't know. You tell me. He says, the Steele dossier was garbage. Christopher Steele paid indirectly by the Clinton campaign to dig up dirt, which paid to lie. Tactic of the Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.